Now we're back at the 28th chapter of the book of Proverbs. We come to verse 1 here, and it reads like this. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Sin, regardless of the viewpoint of man toward it, always puts folk in a continual fear. And they live in a time of where they condemn themselves. There is a self-condemnation. I was very much interested in speaking out here on the West Coast to a group. And in it, there was a young fella and a girl who were living together. And I never even mentioned anything about that. And the way that the young man, because I actually was talking about sin and sin in general, the way he began to defend himself was almost amusing if it hadn't have been so serious. He began to defend what he's doing. That's the way we found out that he was living, and he was living in sin. But he didn't think so, but he had a conscience that somehow or another wanted him to defend himself. The lawless flee when no man pursue it. Nobody pointed the finger at the young man. To begin with, I didn't know, and certainly didn't have him in mind, and didn't mention his sin. But he felt, nonetheless, it's there. The righteous are bold as a lion. And if a man is not guilty, believe me, he can speak out. If he's not guilty, it's when he is guilty. Always you have this in the thoughts and minds of men. There is a psychological term that is used, a guilt complex. All of us have the guilt complex. And as a psychologist told me, and he's a Christian psychologist, he taught years ago at USC here in Southern California, he said, you know, I was speaking one night and mentioned the guilt complex at our Thursday night Bible study. He said to me afterwards, said, you should bear down on that. You didn't emphasize it enough. Why, he said, do you know that guilt complex is as much a part of you as your right arm? And you can't get rid of it just by wishful thinking. And many attempt to do. And then he made this interesting statement. He said, we psychologists can shift it from one place to another, but you can't eliminate it. And today, one of the methods that the godless psychologist uses is to a person that they say your religion is giving you a guilt complex. Now the thing to do is to go out and go to the bar room and pick up with one of the opposite sex. Well, why do they say that? Well, they say that because that's wrong. That's the reason they say it. I never heard of one of those psychologists saying, now make sure and eat dinner tonight and be sure and sleep tonight. They don't do that. They say the other thing. Why? Because that thing, that awful thing, is in the hearts of all of us, the guilt complex.